Good morning and welcome to the new episode of Making Yourself a Better Human Being. As a matter of fact, we have always been taught wrongly. Look before you leap. Think before you act. These are misleading to a great extent because when we say think before you act, we don't say think quick. Thinking before acting is helpful, but only up to a certain point. Overthinking can kill your productivity, your capability, and it can impair your ability to take decision in numerous ways. It's ridiculous, kills initiative, kills drive, and yet people, well, let me think and then I'll do. No, remember Hamlet, Shakespeare's. Does the native hue of resolution is sicklied over with pale cast of thought? Too much of thinking makes you a coward. Would it be, would it not be? You can never, never come to a decision. And I have seen in my own way, in my own life, that when I think, then I start wavering. And the comment made by Singh Jaspal of Mississauga was very pertinent. He said, when I used to like about one of my boss while serving with Tatas, was a practice of his in taking decisions. If it needed any amendment, the time there was to send an amendment before the original was put into action. I believe in 1 minute manager concept. Take decisions, and when they are based on your intuition, based on your experience, 9 out of 10 times they'll be justified. And even the best of thought cannot guarantee 100% results. Suppose there's a war going on, and the general starts thinking, should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I go? No, strategy is formed separately, but when you are in action mode, then you have to take action. Constantly thinking, ruminating on a problem can be detrimental, as I said, to your productivity and your creativity. And now research has shown that overthinking can reduce the number of available working memory and make it harder to make high quality, long-term decisions. Short-term you may. Though it may sometimes be beneficial to weigh up all the actions, sometimes. But excessive analysis often leads to more anxiety, regret, and dissatisfaction. And that's why I say start acting rather than thinking. Thinking is required, again I said, but we have to differentiate between overthinking and taking action. Now you must be thinking, how can overthinking kill an initiative? This is important to understand. That being overtly focused on the potential outcomes of the problem slows down your decision-making capability, increases procrastination. All these procrastinators, they think only, they don't act. Or even worse, leads to analysis paralysis and inaction. You're all the time thinking. Then you say, okay, let me calculate. Here the result would be, what if this happens? So the result is paralysis of action. And not only that, it increases stress, which then negatively impacts your focus and motivation to stay on the track. It impacts your focus, and not only does it stop you acting, it also hinders your brain from functioning properly. And then the opportunities that you miss. when you spend too much of time analyzing the situation. Sometimes you only have to certain window of time to take action. It doesn't help that there's already constant information overload. And by overthinking, you are adding to that overload. Ultimately, the result is mental collapse. And to be productive in the modern working era, you have to shift information and determine which insights are useful and which are just noise. And 90% of the information is noise, thanks to the social media. And what are the benefits of making quick decisions? There are solutions that can be turned to much more productive, and you can become proficient problem solver. Making faster decisions at work or even in your life can provide several benefits. It can help you stay ahead of the competition. It can make sure that you are able to capitalize on the new opportunities quickly. It can help you reduce stress and uncertainty. That's the most important thing, your mental health. Decision-making process is well thought and efficient because it should be automatic. If idea comes, then it shouldn't take more than a few minutes to analyze. And quick action prevents costly delays and allows you to juggle multiple choices. And that's important. Another thing which people forget, when you take quick action, it helps build trust with your colleagues, with your clients, stakeholders. I remember as a CEO, there was a problem with the pricing and the quality of the TV. So I immediately said, okay, we'll replace it in the next 2 years. 2 years, instead of 1 year warranty, it'll be 2 years warranty. Instant action. And voila, the wholesalers doubled their orders. Because they were sure that we mean business. So how to stop overthinking that process which we have seen is bad and become more decisive? And now I'm going to talk about a game plan to nip overthinking in the bud and make capable decisions. First, understand your mindset plays a big role in overthinking tendencies. And why do you overthink? You are afraid. What might happen? You forget that hammers won't fall. Fear is a normal part of decision making, but it can prevent you from making the best decisions. And that's why you have to acknowledge and identify any fears that you may have about making the wrong decision in order to be able to move forward. Get rid of the fears, face them. And embracing the idea that it's okay to fail forward may help you manage those fears too. Once you take an action, it has been taken. So fears automatically are nipped in the bud. And taking a chance on the wrong decision opens up the possibility to gain knowledge and harness new ideas. Every failure is a process of learning. So what if you fail once? As I said, if you take 10 decisions and you fail in one or two, look at the statistics. People who overthink also fail even more, as a matter of fact. So what you are going to do is, if you fail, is open the possibility to gain knowledge and harness new ideas and spark growth, which is not possible without action. If you're just thinking and not acting in action, you can neither seize the opportunities. And remember, opportunities are never lost. Somebody else takes them up. So with every wrong move, you acquire a new understanding how the future challenges and opportunities can be met. And that's what we forget. You need a growth-oriented approach that will boost your confidence in your decisions, because you will experience the positive impact of your decisions first. And additionally, there's another benefit. When you slow down your thinking to decide faster, you are clearing your mind. So take a few breaths, clear your mind, take a decision. That's it. Then the next step is much more important. Focus on the outcome you want to achieve and ask yourself how potential decision will help you reach there. Journey is more important. You have a goal. Unless you start journey, you won't reach the goal. But if you are thinking about the goal all the time, if you are thinking about the destination all the time, and not even starting the journey, how would you reach there? So, what do you do? Don't be afraid to ask the feedback while evaluating your options. Talking to someone who can provide an objective view, outside perspective, is very helpful. And that's why I used to say, when I was CEO of the consultancy unit, I would tell the clients, look here, you have a prejudiced mind. Your employees will never tell you the truth for the simple reason they don't want to annoy you. They want to be safe as well. But a consultant has no extra brain, an honest consultant. He'll tell you, this is bunk, a junk, a good idea. Still feeling stuck, if you are, the good old list of the pros and cons can help. Keep in mind that while all those habits can help you become more decision, you still have to move forward with your decision making yourself. And here your intuition, your judgment, your gut feeling comes into view. Give yourself a time limit to make a decision. Okay, you want to think? Fine. You will think for 10 minutes, period, and then take a decision. And then depends on the subject on which the decision is making. As I said, if the war is taking place and you've got to immediately counter it, you can't take more than a few seconds to take a decision. Right? Somebody is drowning, you have to take an instant decision to jump in and save the person. But if, say, the decision is about which course to take if you're a student, you're wanted by, then, okay, you can take about a day or two. That's it. So keep in mind all those things that help you become more decisive. And that's important. And you would find when you do that, if you tend to overthink, the bottom line is that you need to become more comfortable. And overthinking doesn't make you comfortable. Let me tell you. You might have seen it yourself. Because the more you think, the more the different ideas come, negative, positive, both are different. And the more people you consult, the more confused you would be. So you have got to insulate yourself mentally. You've got to insulate yourself or isolate yourself from the noise. The thinking, a time limit, and then depending on the subject. And start doing it. You would find you're a quick decision maker. I, till today, have never taken more than a few minutes to take any decision. People always tell me, you take a quick decision. Yes, I do. Because I've seen that instant decisions, based on my experience, based on my knowledge, based on my gut feeling, 99% would be justified. And if they're not justified, as I said, hammers don't fall, because that's a process of opening the new opportunities. And the new opportunities are only open when you have closed one gate. Say, you are working in a job, you resign, then you think of something else. Or in the personal life as well. Anywhere. Until you come to a decision, until you are faced with a wall, you don't try to find the sideways and the other alternatives. They are only found when you are left with no choice. So let it be action-oriented work rather than thinking mode. The thinking mode should be, as I said, a limited one, but the action mode should be the major way for you to act. If you want to be a good decision maker, and you have to be a good decision maker if you're a manager, and even your personal life, your children's education, your partner, your life, your husband, everywhere, the quick decisions would enable you to assert, to carry out the directions, and there'll be no ambiguity. That's the most important thing. You will be save all the ambiguities, and you will be a better human being, a better manager, a better worker with better productivity. And the people will know that what you say, you mean. And that's what's most important.